For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everybody. I thank you that I get a kick out of sometimes you'll say good morning back in your little notes and just the way you write. I get a kick out of it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And as I said, I would be doing all week, I'll be bringing up the Mirror 8 conference. It's called Determined. I want you to determine to come. It's Saturday night, June 15th. It's free. Victory Fellowship Church Sanctuary, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie. And we're ready for you. We've been preparing. We're praying. If you need a breakthrough, my friend, if you need just to get in the presence of God and saturate and just cry out, God, I need you. You come. I believe this is appointed. I believe it's anointed. I believe it's for you. I believe you'll love the message. I'm working on a mini book. It should be ready for that night. You come, you grab that. I think it's $5. You'll grab it. And that way, say you've not been able to take notes or you think, oh, what was that point? Yes, I'll have a DVD and a CD on it, but you'll be able to have a little mini book to take with you. I don't know. I do this. I've been doing this for 20 years. I write and I just take my nuggets that I love and I just store them. I'm like a little squirrel storing those little walnuts or whatever he does. You know, we've got these planters out all over my front porch and back, and we get a kick out of every spring. Those squirrels, they dig in there and they're planting their food, aren't they? Well, man, be a squirrel. Plant. Come on now. Plant the food. Plant God. Get him inside. Right? So that Determined mini book will be available. And all right, let's start knocking this out a little bit. The definition of determined: having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. Have you done that? Are there areas in your life where you've said, you know what, this is it. The line in the sand is drawn and I'm not going back. Have you? You know, to make it in life through Christ. Oh, he wants you to rule in life. I'll get to that probably later in the week. But to do so, my friend, you are going to have to be determined. Definition again: having made a firm decision and being resolved. You've got a resolve in you. You're not changing it. This is it. The Holy Ghost is in you. He will work with you on this. He'll even stir you what decisions to make. But you're going to have to get determined. So I'm coming at quite a few ideas, quite a few angles. I will talk to you about the changes I've seen in society and how we don't have to just be these, you know, ostriches with our head in the sand and say, oops, sorry that things are going, you know, excuse me, to hell in a handbasket, right? That's a phrase. I'm not swearing. It's a phrase. We have a voice and we can use it. Romans 12:2 in the Message says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Well, maybe you're fine with society. You're able to kind of handle that. Like, you know, as a Christian, you can take a stand. But man, it's some of the personal areas in your own life. You're like, gosh, will this ever change? You're going to have to be determined. I'm going to pick up there tomorrow on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.